We often take for granted that our memories of our own lives are reliable, but are they really? This past January, I used Claude's CalWork feature to organize my computer. When I got to the week for photos, the program finished running and displayed a number, over 70,000 images. I worked with the AI to write a Python script that read the metadata from each photo, analyzed the year each was taken, extracted GPS coordinates, and ultimately produced a report. The computer crashed several times along the way, but when it finally finished, the experience felt less like organizing files and more like excavating the trajectory of a life. What surprised me most was the curve by year 2015 and 2016 were relatively flat. Then 2018 saw a sudden, explosive spike. That was precisely the period when my career shifted direction and I was traveling across borders most frequently. Some people say that after 50, life begins to contract and settle. I had half believed that myself, but when the data was laid out in front of me, my activity density had not diminished. It had grown. I was not contracting at all. This is where metadata is honest in a way we are not. Memory gets reinterpreted by emotion. You think a certain stretch of time passed quietly and uneventfully, but the density of photographs tells you it was actually your most active year. Augustine wrestled with the relationship between memory and time long before any of this existed. As I understand him, his point was that memory is not a copy of the past, it is a reconstruction of the past performed in the present. 1600 years later, the timestamps embedded in image files turn out to be considerably more truthful than our own minds, and so your relationship to your past shifts. It moves from I remember to let me check.